to not. And at the end of the world, Bible prophecy is clear that there is going to be a movement for a one world government that gets underway and is about the business of bringing the whole world under the control of its civil structure, and the Lord's going to bring it down. That's the story of Babel that's right back there in the beginning. And that's why Sister White says, yes, the nations are going to be in union, but no, they're not. Another passage, she says, the only kind of real union that the wicked have at the end of the world is that their hatred for God and His people and His truth. But continuing on, Peniel, Gideon's given them a prophecy. When he returns with Zeba and Zalmunna, he's going to tear down that tower. He's symbolizing for us the fall, the destruction of Babylon that's spoken of in Revelation 17, when the 10 kings turn upon the whore and burn her with fire. The tower most specifically representing the papacy. By the way, brothers and sisters, where is Peniel? How come there is a geographical area with the name Peniel? It means face of God. Brothers and sisters, Peniel is where Jacob wrestled with the angel. Here is illustrated for us the time of Jacob's trouble. Right here in the story where we know that human probation is closing, it's closed up. It's closed up with the scenario of Gideon. And Gideon, it's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. One of his interactions here, along with Oreb and Zeb, is that he has an interaction with Peniel, telling us that it's in this time period that God's people, that Gideon's going to go through the time of Jacob's trouble. Judges 8, 10 through 12. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts with them, about 15,000 men, all that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men that drew the sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in the tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbehah, and smote the host, for the host was secure. And when Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them, and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. Brothers and sisters, Zeba, it doesn't mean an animal like Oreb and Zeb. Zeba and Zalmunna's name does not mean an animal. If you've caught that, Oreb and Zeb, both animals. The wolf, the raven. But Zeba means born on the day of sacrifice. In Zephaniah chapter 1 and onward, it says this: the word of the Lord which came unto Zephaniah the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of